Hey gang, massive shout out to Sonos for sponsoring today's episode on Hellraiser live in the UK. This holiday season, you're definitely going to want to give the gift of Sonos sound, y'all. We will be back later on in the episode to tell you all about it, so stay tuned. Quick reminder before we get to today's episode on Hellraiser live in the UK, but yeah, just don't forget, this coming December, I mean, this is weeks away, folks. December 6th, it's a Saturday night. Be with us in Brooklyn to celebrate 15 years of We Hate Movies. That's right. We are going to be at the beautiful Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, talking all about Total Recall, by the way, the Arnold Schwarzenegger sci-fi action masterpiece. We are going to be on hand to talk all about that, probably reminiscing about the old times, yada, yada. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big, big night for us. It's a big night for everybody. Anyone who's ever listened to the show, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a crazy thing. To be celebrating something like this. We never thought that we would get to this point. And, you know, no signs of stopping, y'all. So come out Saturday, December 6th. Beautiful Brooklyn, New York, folks. We're going to be at the Bell House. We're talking Total Recall. We're celebrating all things WHM. And we want to see you there. Tickets are on sale now. They're going fast. Head to our website, WHMpodcast.com. All right, that's it. Let's take a quick trip across the pond, because that's right. This is us from this past July at the Oxford Comedy Festival in the UK, talking all about the magnificent Hellraiser. Enjoy.
Oh, perfect.
Rob Zombie song kicks fucking ass. Yeah.
Does it not? Does it not? Oxford, what is happening?
Hello.
Oh, man. Welcome to night two. Thank you all for showing up. Who was here for both shows?
All right.
Ooh, we love you.
Apologies.
No.
It was just okay.
No, it was great.
It was great. It was a good one.
We switched seats. Eric took his glasses off. Mm-hmm. So now he's no longer the Gleep Master. He's just back to Eric.
I'm a civilian now.
It's like 7 degrees cooler in here.
Yes. Yeah, so thank the Lord Christ for that.
Oh, man.
We're technically not in hell anymore.
Yeah, Jesus went to the first show and he wept. Yeah.
I really love this cool Dune t-shirt I have on. This thing is hanging on by a thread.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
At least you're not dressed like Dennis Nedry.
Some days he does. Let's not. We had a fan yesterday. It broke today. That's fun, isn't it?
That was tragic. We buried it out in the alley. I was that sad. How many of y'all are familiar with the program we run on the internet?
There you go.
I like that. If anyone was tricked into coming, or this is a weird, definitely going to be bad first date, let me just say...
Sorry. Big sorry, first off.
Could be a goth first date, in which case you're going to be all right.
Ringing it, come yeah. Ringing and boom. Yeah, that's
Let's
true.
Let's get married.
Do you know the words to that song?
Exactly.
Why?
I don't know the words.
Well, not you, but somebody.
I just went rubbing.
Close enough.
This is a comedy show where you take a movie, good, bad, or otherwise. This is great. Yes. And we're going to talk about it for a little bit, poke some pins in it, maybe. This is Hellraiser from 1987, directed by Clive Barker himself.
Andrew, yes, we're going to be chatter about. We're going to be chattering about. Is that one of the guys?
But we're just a bunch of butterballs.
That's true. Although... bigger mouths than that guy.
It's true.
I got to say, and you guys got it in the awesome trailer. First of all, that's what a trailer is. It doesn't give you the whole fucking movie. Very cool clips that makes you want to buy a ticket. It starts with that awesome red New World Pictures logo.
Hell yeah.
And you know you're in for a good time. You just know this is going to be a cool movie.
Back in the 80s, that was all you needed, was to see that, and you were just going to kick back and love life for traditionally like 84 to 97 minutes only.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's not a criticism. That's also great.
No, yes. Good pacing, good run times.
It's a little bit of a fake out, though, with that trailer, the whole line about, I've seen the future of horror, and his name is Clive Barker. The Stephen King thing, well, that was about the writing.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
nothing to do about the filmmaking, which turned out to be fine, but it's a little bit of a, also with the trailer, that music is great.
Yeah.
It's not Hellraiser music at all. It's like Indiana Jones shit at the end there.
All of that configuration belongs in a museum.
He's right. He's fucking right.
Yeah.
A creepy museum. Creepy,
oh no, Marcus museum. Brody's lost in hell.
Butterball's trying to make him play poker with
him. Oh, actually, Indiana, you'd make such a good Cenobite. You'd already have the whip going. Leather jacket. You're halfway there, man.
Hey, what was that one guy doing, man? Kali Ma, Shakti Day, pretty cool stuff. I'll have to give that a whirl. Indy, the chains are mightier than the sword.
Whip and man, indivisible.
Oh, I like all that.
We don't want to offend them. Rip your flesh off.
Tear your goddamn soul apart.
It's their culture.
This is a movie that was, and when you watch it, you can totally tell, set entirely in England. And then the producers were like, I guess I'm worried about maybe a subtitle budget or some shit, because they were like, dub all these British actors with horrible American accents instead.
It's
the jankiest shit you'll ever see.
And it starts with Frank, who sounds like an anime general.
He does.
Hey, come here. Oh, no. I want to have more orgasms than that. Give me an orgasm.
Yes, I am Frank the brother. What?
Come to daddy. Come to daddy.
The Cenobites are taking over Neo Tokyo. We're in huge trouble.
Oh, they'd dude. Be fucked. There's no hope. Oh, nope. Man.
Because they'd be up against, like, what do they got? Like, squid guys that fuck you in the Neo
yep.
Tokyo?
Yeah, exactly. Squid guys that fuck you. You're totally right.
Tentacle Town, totally, yes. Dude.
Rock guys, too, I hear. Mm-hmm.
So we start with Uncle Frank, who is, I think, historically the scuzzier of the famous cinema's Uncle Franks.
Yes.
Because the Home Alone Uncle Frank, that guy's just making his wife steal silverware and being nasty to kids, which is fine by me.
I do prefer this Uncle Frank. I gotta say. Oh, yeah. Ultimately,
thank you.
In what ways and for what?
I think he's, a little bit more attractive.
Yeah, better head of hair,
generally.
Definitely.
And you know what? He's got a better attitude towards life. He's curious. He actually wants to... Yeah. Live so life.
He's
you know?
Open to anything.
Wants the juices to run down the chin.
Let's do a pro versus con. Uncle Frank from Home Alone is cheap. He's a little emotionally abusive for sure.
Sure.
Ugly as all get out.
Ugly as all get out. Likes R-rated movies versus this guy who's murdering people and wants to fuck his niece.
Handsome. Handsome as he's so handsome, and he invented the permastubble, I think.
He did. I mean, this guy has got what the kids call aura. He does
have
you're
right.
It pulls you in. I mean, Julia, it's like immediate here.
Get out of here, you nosy little centibiter. I'm going to slap you silly.
That's the other thing.
I mean, that's... You imagine...
Ooh, we better get out of here. Ooh, that cheap bald guy's yelling at us.
Look what you did, you little jerk. You ripped my nipple off with your chain.
Because they know I'm the king of Quebec.
You know, this house is so huge in this movie, right? This attic is like multiple rooms. And people are screaming across this room. No one can hear. Just like the McAllister house.
True.
Yeah. You could hide. Oh, yeah, you can't hear a scream in that house. Don't worry about it.
You could put all the Cenobites in there. No problem. People would, you know, Joe Pesci would still case the joint.
Do we get a title card in the beginning in the market or no? Is it? Or do we not?
As to like where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but Wikipedia says Morocco, so let's go with it.
Sure. And yeah, Frank is dealing with a dealer, and he's getting the lament configuration, as we know.
Yeah, the puzzle box. This is the same dude that sold Homer Simpson the monkey's paw, and the frozen yogurt was also a curse. Yeah. It's the same guy, I think.
It's like $10,000 he pays for the fucking entrance to hell.
He should have paid fucking $3 for a nail clipper, man. Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Like, I know it's tough. Like, you've had every sex in the world. Like, you've even burned out on bestiality and whatnot. You're buying this hell box to have your tits ripped off and whatever. But when you go to make this exchange,
change. How about a nail clipper? Yeah. At least scrub the dirt out of there.
Well, that clearly was the he had just done necrophilia.
Oh,
because he had to dig up through the dirt,
right?
And it got all up in there. It was just caked.
Yeah, he forgot his shovel.
I can't wait to fuck this.
That is determination.
He is feral. There's a feral thing about him.
Ooh,
I'm just saying,
mystique.
There's like a part of this movie where like a column is spinning around and there's two dicks nailed to it, but those dirty nails are the scariest, grossest part of the film.
It's really gross. And he gets this puzzle box. There's a cool little, you know, he's like, oh, thank you very much. And he's like, it's always been yours. But, you know, you're in for a horror movie if that happens.
If something's always been whatever, if you've always been here, if it's always been yours, you're fucked.
Right. So if I pick it up and it's always been mine, that's why I can solve it faster than a Rubik's Cube. Why is it so easy?
That's a great question, honestly. And maybe that's part of it is like you kind of think you're doing it and the box just knows like, I got another one. And you did a great job opening me.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on, rub me. Just rub me a little bit. Rub me with your thumb.
But
come on.
I like that he waits to go to his
mom. The box is talking.
Come on, do it. I got to open hell.
He waits to go to his mom's house to open it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
There's a lot of things going on with
Frank. Mom, you're going to hear a lot of noises up there. Just don't come in. And me and my set of my friends do not need juice. I promise you that.
Listen, the depths of depravity we all know is our teenage bedroom.
That's true.
That's very true. Yeah, totally. The things that went on in there. Right, Steve?
What? We are.
Huh?
In your bedroom.
I know. Yeah.
Did you have the column?
We could move on.
Okay.
I love that this thing comes with no manual or anything like that, but Frank is like, you know what? This is a special occasion. Yeah, I dropped 10 large on this fucking thing. Mm. I'm going to make like a nice little square of candles, really like gussy it up. And would you notice at this point, those nails are clipped.
He did.
Yes, full grooming on Uncle Frank.
It's the ritual, right? You want to. It's that's why you're doing all the weird sex. Not so much the orgasm, but lighting the candles, getting the oils out.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to meet Lucifer, you should clean up a little bit. Not a lot. I know he's not expecting too much. But, like, the raw sexuality is already drawing him in. You don't have to do too much, but it is nice of him to.
Also, I'm no master of horror, but the puzzle box has always been yours. And here's a pamphlet with all the instructions. Less scary.
Sure.
Slightly less
sure.
Scary.
Yeah, no, you don't want to step by step it. I'm just saying it's
here's
weird.
A video cassette that you can watch.
Be sure to watch it all the way to the end before trying the lament configuration.
You'll think that you're going to lick it, and that's what's going to do it. But no. It's hands.
So, hi, I'm Bruce McCulloch. So you find pain and pleasure indivisible. Well, in this next 45 minutes, you'll find out how.
Now, Chris, you mentioned Lucifer. I'm curious, where does he rank in this? Are the Cenobites his buddies?
They
or
have
his
to.
Generals?
No, they're definitely generals. Okay. I think Lucifer is down there, and he's sending these guys down. They are doing a piss poor fucking job.
Yeah.
I will say that about these guys.
Yeah, for Satan's jailers, this is a real cock up with Uncle Frank.
I just got done finding out that Darth Vader's a fucking suck up.
That's right.
I just got done with that shit, and now I have to deal with this.
Sucks. He does it, and he solves it pretty easily, and here come the Cenobites, you know?
Here come the Cenobites. Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
And I guess, like, yeah, just having your flesh ripped off is just, like, the hottest shit that ever happened.
I guess.
I'm all right, you know?
I don't know, man.
When exactly do you bust in that scenario?
That's a great question.
Well, there is no busting in this. I don't think we see
but
any busting.
Busting makes me feel good.
I know it does, Eric, and it makes us all feel good, usually.
I just don't understand the sexual pleasure derived from hanging upside down and being waterboarded by my own blood.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
That's
it's,
just me. I don't need to have vanilla.
This is awesome.
All types.
This is the best thing ever.
Remember when the Cenobites got subcontract to run Abu Ghraib prison?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they were waterboarding with all the blood there and playing nu metal and whatnot.
Yes. That's...
Wait, that was America. Fuck. Oh.
What's the difference?
A tasteless joke, column B, and then they sold that lament configuration to David Carradine.
Oh. Oh, dear, Stephen.
He is looking for the ultimate orgasm.
He found it.
You know what? Maybe a regular orgasm is just all right.
Yeah.
How much better could it possibly be?
Why am I going to have bread without butter on it? Excuse me.
You got a point. You got a point.
What are you talking to me about here?
Uh-huh.
Why indeed, dude? Why indeed? So that guy goes to hell briefly, and then we meet his shitty brother and miserable sister-in-law.
It just hit me. they should have gone after. There should have been a hard push for the Cenobites to get Vincent D'Onofrio in the cell. Because that's a guy who is totally into it.
Yep.
And he would have been immediate. Like, he would have joined the gang. He would have a sixth Cenobite right there, ready to go.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Get him.
That's a movie that's totally watched Hellraiser for sure.
Oh, without a doubt. Mm. Hellraiser plus The X-Files equals that movie.
This is Andrew Robinson, the great Garrick from Star Trek.
Fuck Space yeah. Nine. The great Scorpio killer from Dirty Harry.
And Julia, I forget her name. She's great. She's like a dime store Helen Mirren a little bit.
Quarter store.
Whoa, yeah, quarter store. I mean, she's a good actor. She's a very good actor. Helen Mirren is like, you know, that's top shelf. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, was Helen Mirren in Hellbound 2 or Hellbound Hellraiser 2? Because this lady was.
Just a long Good Friday.
And she's popped up in some Doctor Who, which is against the law for us to watch, but a lot of you like it. She's popped up in the more modern iterations. Yeah, she gets around still doing TV and whatnot. She's great in this, honestly.
And this is the weird thing because it's clear that we're in England, but and he even says to her, who you know, she's allowed to have her English accent. Very few people are in this film.
Can you imagine if Andrew Robinson was like dubbed with an English accent? That'd be very fun. He has such a distinct voice as an actor, and then if it was just a completely different guy.
By the way, we're gonna dub over your laughs for American laughs. Yes.
They're not gonna get it.
Just
they
yet,
won't
our audience won't know what's happening.
Ha 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 ha. We're not going to dub it with the anime general.
So he's like, oh, you're back on your home turf, which again, if you put two and two together, that means you're in England, but then you dub everyone anyway. It's a bad line. But this is a
ruined marriage.
It's a ruined marriage.
Because they're fighting before the fucking door opens.
There is a mini. We are 3 fucking months away from a mini series about the Brooklyn years.
Oh,
everything happened with Frank and all that shit. Where it's going to happen.
Please,
you know it's going to happen.
Stop talking bad ideas into existence. We do this all the time.
If I don't do it, they stay in the head. I don't like it.
But tell it to a mirror and shut the fuck up about it in public.
Doesn't work that way.
This is a deep renovation, honestly.
Holy shit.
Oh, yes.
The bugs and the maggots and everything else.
I mean, he says he was going to sell the house, but he decides to stay after opening that door. I don't think so.
No. He's like, we'll move in on Sunday. I'm like, is that 3 weeks away?
Where are you sleeping? The garden? It's not inside.
You never get whatever is happening in the kitchen. You're never getting it out. It is a nightmare to look at.
There's
abandon all hope.
Sex altars, like a bowl that's like, take a maggot, leave a maggot. No, no.
Big fillet of fish.
Later in the movie, what's all going on in the attic, you know, Andrew Robinson, as Larry comes up, he's like, what's going on? Oh, it's just a rat. And I'm like, there's no such thing as just a rat in your house.
No. Yeah.
It's like, it's time to move.
Those motherfuckers don't fly solo, everybody.
Colonies.
They stumble upon Frank's bed, which is on the floor.
That was because Frank, you know, for many years was stuck on a desert island. By himself. It was Frank and his volleyball, also named Frank.
And then when
he came back, he couldn't sleep in the bed, dude.
The depths of depravity, fucking a volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Hanks did it.
Absolutely.
You think he could have solved that volleyball and got the Cenobites?
Yeah, you rub your thumb across it. It's that easy.
Well, it's a blood ritual, right? That's what that is.
Yeah,
blood
yeah.
on the
oh,
hand.
Right.
Palm
yeah.
Hand.
Cuts his hand.
Then you got to invent fire and whatever.
Oh,
the fuck else
you will wish
that,
FedEx plane didn't fall, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Instead of chains, it's the volleyball net comes out and gets you.
Surf music starts playing.
Oh, you are determined to have an eternity of beach blanket bingo.
Whatever happened in Brooklyn, clearly it was her stepping out. Because Andrew Robinson in this movie loves being stepped on. As much as his brother enjoys, you know, all the horrors of the exterior, it is hell inside Andrew Robinson.
Oh, yes.
We don't get a look at it, but he likes me. He has movers, and they say, get me a beer, man.
Oh, they're stepping all over him, aren't they?
Wouldn't you say fuck off,
dude, how about you get the mattress up the stairs, and maybe I'll reward you with one?
Yes.
He tosses an entire six-pack at these guys.
Helping out the movers. Folks, you are putting up the money for them to do it. That's why they're there. Don't help them. Also, they are acting like this mattress is an iron bathtub. The struggle with this mattress to get it up the stairs Just shove it. It's a mattress.
It's going to be fine.
They're just resting on it like, well, I don't know how we're going to figure this one out. Like, lift it.
Who made the stairs like that?
These guys are just carelessly dubbed, too, because it's not even like they're just dubbing what the original guy was saying. It's just new words, and the mouths are just not matching up with what they're saying.
And when you buy a house, check for loose nails, okay?
Yep. Yeah, important.
This week's episode is brought to you by Mood. Now, folks, lately I've been feeling very moody. I know that sounds like I've been listening to the latest Cure record a little too much. That's understandable, but actually, gentle listeners, when I say I've been moody lately, it just means that I've been enjoying a sampling of THC gummies from our friends at Mood. Now, folks, did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code WHM. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's mind magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code WHM. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code WHM when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Mood.com. Let's go, folks.
Julia goes through Frank's stuff next to his CD bed, and she remembers the day that she met Frank. It was rainy. We don't know where this is. She's longer hair, and like Frank's like, "I'd like to kiss the bride, please." And like, there's getting back at your brother for beating you at Street Fighter, and then there's getting back at your brother for beating you at Street Fighter. You know what I mean?
I think Frank's got the Kavorka, though, dude, because this is like 10 seconds and she's melted to nothing. Yes. She is putty in his hands in under a minute, definitely.
He looks so good at this doorway. He's soaking wet. She's soaking wet. Uh-huh. Let's go.
The pictures make it look like he is the editor at large at Master and Servant magazine. And he cuts out. She takes a pic of Frank. He does look pretty good. He looks like Nick Cave in this one pic.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, well, yeah, pretty good. She's discovered his like pile of homemade pornography that he's got there.
It's well shot, I gotta say.
He runs the master column, by the way.
He does. He's always been there.
But just imagine, you know, it's Thanksgiving and your brother is just going off like, "Well, I got another promotion at work." Well, yeah, I fucked your wife on her wedding dress before you guys got married. How's that
treat
you?
We got to update. They don't know what Thanksgiving is. They never heard of it.
Oh, right.
And that was like the early days of that was like Frank the early years. Because that's pretty mild, I would say. You know, fucking your brother's wife. Not too crazy. Mm-hmm. But like you are about two steps away from smashing the Barbies and the G.I. Joes together and seeing what you can figure out.
Oh,
that
that's so depraved. Putting action figures together and making them look like they're making fuck. Ooh, look at him go. Oh, you sick bastard. G.I. Joe and Bobby 69. Wow. He's now rubbing their bumps. This is a sick ticket. We need him in hell.
Some baby Cenobite. Actually, that would be good. Get some. That would eerie out people.
Baby Cenobite that's playing with dolls in a weird way. No.
I feel like that was a joke in like a scary movie sequel.
Might have been.
You had one of those.
That's at Little St. James.
The Cenobites were there. Is that what that was?
Was that, is that what was happening?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then Trump wrote a note to Pinhead like, an enigma it never dies.
Dearest Pinhead, Pinhead likes his girlfriends a little younger.
For more wonderful secrets.
Butterball may every day be a wonderful secret.
And the lady one, well, she's just the lady one. She doesn't have a cool
name. What's her name? What
was
that?
Vagina throat, I don't know.
She's just known as Lady Cenobite. Come on, guys.
Well, maybe it's like, you know, like a, you know, like a fancy, like Lady Cenobite.
Oh,
the Lady Cenobite.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So who's the Lord Cenobite? I guess
Pinhead, clearly.
You said, Andrew, the fingernails got you. Mm. Every time I watch this movie, Andrew Robinson's hand and this loose nail,
ooh,
I almost fucking pass out.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Scariest part of the movie. That's worse than hell.
That is one thing about this movie. I really do have to say, this is one of those movies. Steve always talks about how he was scared about any horror movie because he thought Jason 2 was going to scandalize him.
Just tell a whole room full of strangers. Go right ahead.
They're listener. They know.
James, when I was a child.
The world repeatedly for 15 years.
This is an open secret.
Sure.
Jason 2? What is that?
Sorry. Friday the 13th.
Part 2. Thank you.
Oh.
Sorry.
I had no idea.
This is a movie that could actually scandalize you as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch this, you'd be like, what the fuck?
You didn't even need to see it. I was scandalized by the VHS cover. Jesus
Christ.
I was haunted by a case of something for like a decade before I saw it.
When I was like 10 years old, my uncle, not Frank, different name.
No.
Hello, Eric. It's me, Brother Frank.
Is your mother here?
Then I heard loud noises upstairs for a while. He eventually goes downstairs. Late at night, he's watching a movie, and I say, hey, I like movies, right?
Sure.
So I sneak down the stairs to see what he's getting a peek at.
Mm.
It was Hellraiser 3, and I walk in right when that woman gets her flesh ripped off her body.
Oh, uh-huh. Perfect.
So now that's the only way I can come.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not even your fault.
It's
no.
not my fault. That's
no.
I
hope you mean like, you
honey,
know.
Honey, I got to put the movie on.
Okay.
Just in the background.
Okay.
In the background.
I just wanted to make sure it was just the movie was what would do it.
For public, that's what I have to say.
Sure.
He's helping these dudes. And again, this is why you don't help them. He's helping them move this bed up. It's impossible.
He's got this one thing. He's like, my foot is jammed. Hang on. It's like, you shouldn't be there in the first place.
Oh, you wimp. And in slow motion, his hand just goes right against this nail head. Ugh, and it cuts open. And like, Julia is like having fantasies of having rough sex with this dude's brother. And he comes up, he's like, I have a cut. I need help.
I need a sex mom to help me.
You know what? I'll kill as many people as I have to. Honestly, after this.
It hurts.
God damn
you know
it.
What he sounds like? Remember that classic viral video of that lady stomping on those grapes? And then she falls and eats shit. Like she got the wind knocked out. That's what he was doing in this scene.
I felt so bad for her when that happened. I was just like, oh my God.
That's the only way I could come is that video. It's odd that we were just bringing it all back together. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say while stomping grapes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the I Love Lucy syndrome.
As he goes upstairs, obviously the blood is pouring everywhere, and he's like, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, the idea of him throwing up, because the next scene is obviously the really cool, iconic Frank being born of blood and all this stuff. It'd be great if he was born of vomit, you know?
Well,
oh my God.
I'll tell you, one of the few differences between this and the novella is they make it very clear in the novella that the blood went down right where Frank last came.
Oh, no.
Really?
Really? Get the flying
and
fuck
that
out of
is
here.
Supposed to be the magic, I guess.
I like
how
New World Pictures.
Magic, I guess. I don't know what else to call it.
I think Merlin invented this.
New World Pictures, like, all right, two changes. One. It's no longer in England for some reason. Two, that cum stain's got to go. That is just not going to cut
Clive,
it.
Clive, get on the floor and wipe it out.
I don't care how many times the effects person told you he got it perfect. It's got to go.
It makes total sense, though, now that I know that it's a semen thing.
It makes total sense.
It's, I'd argue that without knowing it's a semen thing... It's still pretty gross. These effects are awesome.
Yeah, it is
really fantastic effects. When his arms come up, I love when the arms come up first because they look exactly like animals' hands from the Muppets. It's the same. Go put on like a Muppet video and watch like Animal raise his hands a little bit. It's the same little puppet sticks. It's fucking great.
You should tie drumsticks to the Hellraiser hands.
It also looks like the Final Thing monster bursting out of the...
Yes, very much so.
Cenobites! Cenobites!
Yeah, he could get down with those
dudes. They should visit.
Oh my God, what happened to my blood?
We have such delicious sights to show you.
Yeah, they're going to put on a show, right?
Come here, Piggy. Frog!
Whatever.
Piggy, right. It's me. Piggy, it's me. No, it's Kermit. It is Kermit. I know it doesn't look like me, but I need... Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
We're going to trick Charles Grodin into sacrificing himself.
I get lonely sometimes, you know? I just... Miss Piggy, do you... Oh, you like it on the floor, huh?
Miss Piggy, you like it on the floor.
She might. I don't know.
Why are there so many songs about blood rituals? And why do I wish to die?
You want me to go upstairs, huh? Oh, jeez. Okay. Okay. Rizzo, what do you think? Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, no.
I think Gonzo would fit right in with the Cenobites, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's weird looking. Totally.
That dude's a chicken fucker. That guy is into the pleasures of the flesh.
Oh, dude, yeah. Uncle Frank's taking notes from that guy. Absolutely. Oh, he's doing what?
Do you think Jim Henson watched this movie? That's pretty cool.
I think that guy watched anything where like puppeteering was involved in special effects, and he didn't want to admit it publicly though. You know what I mean? Like, sort of ruin the good guy image a little bit. Loved it.
Anyone that owns puppets is into that shit.
Yes,
100%.
Period.
100%. Bob Kane's going to heaven for this one. Really, he is. This is some incredible
amazing
work.
I mean, this movie was made for $900,000. Like. That's incredible.
Crazy.
Peanuts.
It looks
nonsense.
Great. It's all on
but
the
it's
screen.
Also why there's like two locations.
There is that.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I mean, he forms himself. It's a very cool scene where, and basically like, he's not fully formed even a little bit here.
No, yeah, he doesn't have legs quite yet, but when he gets up, he sort of like roars, and I'm pretty confident it's a dinosaur sound effect.
Uh-huh.
It's just a little too T-Rex for my taste. But while this is going on, there's like a swinging dinner party downstairs. How does no one hear this?
Ooh. And I mean, I'm sorry to bring it up, but and I know we're already dealing with smells.
Please.
Whatever is going up on up there smells like 17 garbage dumps.
Yes.
In one place and poured on and rained on for several days and the sun bakes it.
You know, or maybe it smells like a freshly newborn baby, right?
What?
Were you looking at the same shit we were? No, he doesn't.
Have you seen a placenta?
That wasn't what that was.
I don't know. I think, you know, everyone's born like this. Sorry.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Everyone's born coming up being regenerated from hell, screaming in a puddle of their own cum. Everyone!
Oh, my beloved, when your spine went into your brain and you became a kind of skeleton person.
I cannot believe I have to explain this to you. The man fertilizes the floor.
Okay.
The woman provides a partner's blood.
Okay.
Yeah, we watched this movie in fifth grade. It was called The Miracle of Home Improvement.
Yes, and there it is.
Okay. Better title for this movie, Floor Raiser.
That's right.
It's true. Those boards come right up.
They do. So they're having a kick-ass dinner party. And it's great. He's just recounting the story of going to the hospital and yada, yada. And Julia just gets up and she's like, I'm going to bed. And end of the night, dude.
You can feel it through the screen. Also, this story, he's telling this story about the hand incident at the doctor and it's going into some like, well, I should sue that guy for what? It's like, dude, you cut your hand on a nail. Can we relax with whatever this lawsuit is?
Well, that's why she wants to go to bed. She's over it.
Over it, because he's told the same story eight times that afternoon.
He's begging his friend to sue the doctor who saved his life, according to his fucking freak out.
Yeah. But it's also great because she gets up. She's like, I'm going to bed. Ice cold. And then his other buddy's like, well, I guess that's the fucking end of the dinner party. I'm going to leave. And he's like, no, 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 stay. I'm like, imagining staying after that fucking fiasco.
No. No.
They're talking about that in the car. She, when she went to fucking up to bed, Jesus Christ.
She didn't even say goodnight or I love you. She just sort of smirked at him and coldly opened the door. And Jesus Christ.
Did you hear that fucking monster screaming upstairs? What the hell was that?
Sounded like a man escaping hell and reconstituting his own body through a puddle of cum. That was weird. Also, the food was terrible.
Did you?
What was that roast?
I don't know why we see them.
Did you hear what happened in Brooklyn? Oh my God, she was sleeping with the guy who started John's Pizzeria.
And the brother, I heard.
Not only that, Ray's, famous Ray's, original Ray's, she had them all.
Fontino's, she just hit them all.
Mr. Famiglia, fuck the shit out of that guy.
Sbarro manager?
Also, we should say who's been introduced before. Ashley Lauren says Christy, or Kirsty, rather.
Kirsty,
apologies.
Oh my God.
She's like the intrepid daughter who's like sort of the closest thing to a final girl this movie has. She's good in this movie.
Yeah, she's pretty good in this movie. She is wasted at this dinner. And this young fella's there.
Doing tongue tricks.
He's doing tongue tricks. He's doing like, I'm putting the cigarette in my mouth. Isn't that hot? Is that turning you on?
Apparently it is. It's working. Whatever he's doing is working.
But she has some line where she's like, oh, I've had so much wine tonight, I don't think I could stand up. And then this dude, in front of the father, just goes, then why don't you lay down? To which the fucking father goes,
Good
Are
one.
Are you kidding me?
Good one, Steve. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, you want to fuck my daughter? Go right ahead. No, go right ahead. My wife's already left me.
Steve kind of looks like an alternate for Wham. Like, if the
yes,
if George hair. Michael or the other guy ever decided to call out sick, he would come right in.
Tonight's performance of Wham is being performed by... his understudy.
Yes,
Steve, the understudy.
Steve, yes. But yes, this is when Julia finds Frank's recomposed corpse and screams her head off during this dinner party. It's totally fine. Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Yes.
Oh man, she's really going through it. Oh man, she's just screaming up there. I mean, honestly, if I was married to Andrew Robinson, I would also be screaming.
It must be hell to live in this house.
It's all horrible.
That's why Julia didn't want to move in. She's like rented a room in town.
Yes,
Kirsty.
Oh, Kirsty. Yeah.
Julia's
the stepmother. Yeah, sorry. Too many awesome names to judge.
By the way, which makes it okay.
Oh, right. That's what I heard.
If you have a stepmother, you can explore those depths of depravity. Or I guess a regular mother, too, right? That's depraved.
I mean, that's very depraved.
Super depraved. Oh, no, he would have to hit. Frank definitely was trying.
Do you think Frank fucked his mother?
Well, that might
no,
be.
No, that lady's dead. Oh, I guess that wouldn't matter.
That's the thing.
He was digging up like a dog. He picked up his mom like a dog.
I think a bird with two stones here. Yeah. Two birds, one stone, actually. Sure, more like it. You get the necrophilia and the mother at the same time. Yeah. You wipe it all out.
And when do you fuck the bird?
What are you trying to fill a fucking punch card?
Clearly he is.
And,
I want my sexy free sandwich.
The bird. Thank you for the bird. Because so basically all this happens, whatever.
You're
they
welcome.
Kind of make a weird truce, Julia and Frank. And Kirsty has a nightmare that night. And there's all these like chicken. She's having this chicken nightmare for some reason.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay's chicken nightmares.
Oh, man.
Dom. It's a chicken nightmare. Look at this goo. Someone's left cum on the floor. That's a health violation.
Is that a man's face on the floor? Is that a man's face on this floor? Oh. Close it down.
And
shut it down.
Bloody rotten.
You need standards. This cum is 2 years old. What are you talking about? Have standards.
I told you keep the cum in the freezer.
Who is the manager here? Are you the manager or the host is the manager?
Damn.
See, I don't watch that guy's shows, so I can't participate in these. I don't know all his cool catchphrases.
Damn.
Damn.
Oh, damn, I guess.
Yeah,
well, that's the one.
It's a big one.
That guy seems like he would go well with a Cenobite kind of a scenario.
Oh, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Some Dinner people parties. Around here might want him to go with a Cenobite.
Yeah, you never
know.
You hate him?
No,
lukewarm.
Oh, lukewarm. Okay. Okay.
It's nice of you.
How are his restaurants? Good, bad, otherwise? Good, okay.
Whoa,
okay.
Damn, my reception was lukewarm. I did it!
That's what.
Yay!
That should be the next series he does, because he's not ever going to stop, of course.
No.
But the next one should be him going to all of his restaurants and being like, oh, this is run like shit.
Who came up with this shitty recipe? Oh, it was me.
That's what it is. Wait, that's what it is. You bring him blindfolded to a restaurant, right?
You spin him around a few times. You put him in there.
You take off like any sort of signifiers that it's a Gordon Ramsay restaurant, and then you just have him evaluated, and he shits all over it, and then it's like, guess what, motherfucker? Oh my. And that's the final damn.
Oh, my, I have a chicken tandoori, too, but this is terrible.
Then he Bud Dwyer's himself.
That's his way out?
Yeah, that's okay. One way to do it.
Oh, I guess so.
The other way is to play the lament configuration, maybe.
That is also.
Today's episode is brought to you by Uncommon Goods. The holidays are nigh upon us, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time to look up and down your list and pick out the exact perfect present for each and every person. Sounds so easy, right? Well, Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross some names off your list. One of the many arenas my wife schools me on a yearly basis in the holiday season is stocking stuffers. I've never really had the brain that can kind of do that kind of thing. So, like, you know, I'm like, I don't know, some candy and batteries? It's always really hard for me to find some small, unique, and meaningful presents to put in her stocking. But not this year, because Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. Just looking at their website, I'm already seeing a ton of stocking stuffer ideas that are going to make her smile, like the bookworm rainbow socks, because she's a book lover. She's also a bit crafty, so she'll love the Fosty Friends Beginner DIY Crochet Kit. And because we're both deranged cat owners, the Catitude Mug. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So, don't wait to cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/WHM. That's uncommongoods.com/WHM for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
But yeah, so Kirstie has a nightmare. She wakes up. She's worried about her dad. She calls the dad late at night. And at this point, you know, Frank is like, crawling around the floors, doesn't have legs yet. Mm. He's just gotta be like, Julia, please get me a radio or something. Maybe anything. A book, Julia. And also phone calls at fucking 4 in the morning, really?
I will take an old red book at this point.
Trying to reconstitute up here, keep it down so late at night. A radio, maybe?
No, that's it. We weren't gonna do that bit anymore.
No, I
thought you had, another one going.
No, I don't have any more.
Julia, yeah, the weird hookup scene with Steve there is kind of bizarre. They're sort of like making out in a dirty subway station for a little
Kirstie
bit. That gets you going.
And Steve are
tube
making
station.
A, yeah, tube station. Pardon me. Well, it's tube or subway, depending on if you pretend this movie was made in America or not.
Right.
That's true. Yeah.
And they like kind of hook up, but like. To let you know that she's virtuous, he's sleeping on the floor for some reason.
There's another bed, it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on
just
here.
Just go home. Was there a thunderstorm? Like, just go home.
I had a bad chicken nightmare. I need you to stay.
Ate too much chicken.
She calls her father about the chicken nightmare,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
And he's that's just the 4 a.m. phone call.
You were there. Gordon Ramsay was there. It was terrible. It's awful.
There was out-of-date shrimp. It was so fucking terrible.
No horseradish in the cocktail either.
So Julia goes out, right, and we're going to start the mission of bringing home some schmucks for the blood ritual here. So
yes.
She goes to some cool-looking bar, which, again, due to the set design limitations, I'm pretty sure is just someone's apartment that was, like, a larger size than normal, a cool staircase, but it's definitely not, like, a public space. But anyway, she starts hitting on these dudes. And, again, this is a weird... I don't know why they made the dub decision in some cases, because she's not dubbed.
Yes.
Like we said. But then none of these marks are dubbed either.
Yeah. No. Well, this guy, the first guy, really needs to know he's getting rolled, because, like, you're a fucking 4, and this, like, 8 is like, hey, let's go have dirty sex in this abandoned attic.
Yes.
I promise no one's going to rob or kill you.
Exactly. If you're a guy that looks like one of us, if you're, and a lady sexy talks to you, you're about to be hit with a hammer in the back of your head. Rule of life.
If you are, if you have tighty whities on and you are not Austin Butler, give it up.
Yep.
It's kind of great because they open the door and it's just, again, disgusting because it's this attic. And the dude's just like, well, there's no bed in here. And she's like, well, that's never been a problem before. It's like, yeah, I guess I'll fuck on this dirty floor now.
Man, you must be desperate, sir. He is. Phil Collins looking motherfucker.
He does look like Phil Collins. I do.
I can smell in the air tonight the cum on the floor.
It's great when Julia takes the hammer to him and it goes.
Yes, sir.
Also, another hell-raising situation is he's about to have sex, and then he's like, oh, sorry, love, I've got to go pee. And then she hits him in the hammer. This dude dies having to piss.
That sucks.
You know what that means, don't you?
What's that?
Bowel evacuation.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going immediately. No, yeah. Oh, the first hammer hit, it's out.
Well,
it's
that's at least good, because I don't want to...
That's just not up for
it. Is Frank eating that up?
You're losing control of everything in that moment.
Is that Julia, I need blood, not piss. Separate the two. Get that there, this there.
Is that going into the Frank reconstruction?
Yeah.
Great, now I'm part piss, part cum, part puke. Yeah. This wasn't worth it at all. I want to go back to hell immediately.
That's why he couldn't get his original face back.
Oh, yeah.
The piss, too much piss.
Oh, it pissed it away.
It is kind of great. He's a little bashful. He's like, don't look at me when I do this part. It's real weird.
When the real answer is, like, we could not afford a cool special effect for this. So close the door, and we promise something cool
happened. I think it's pretty sharp when he penetrates this guy with his fingers.
With his fingers, yes, in the neck. And, like, Julia's doing this at, like, 3 p.m. Her husband's coming home at 5. Like, there's blood everywhere.
She's just dumping these dudes in the room across the hall.
Yeah. She's, like, putting their coat on a little bit, carrying them around. Just weakened to Bernie's him at this point, you know? Oh, no, we were drinking sangria a lot, and that's what that is.
Oh, that's my cousin. He doesn't have a mouth.
Stay away from bright colors is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Maybe get some black outfits.
And it's not even a good deal for Frank because until he turns into Andrew Robinson at the end, he just seems to get wetter and wetter and wetter.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's never a situation like, that feels good. Okay, cool. No, I'm always in fucking pain because I don't have fucking skin.
But yeah, you never once hear him go like, now we're getting somewhere.
Does he want to reconstitute the fuck, I guess? Because didn't he like being ripped apart or something? Or did he like
that? Well, I think
that?
It's kind of like he maybe bit off a little more than he could chew.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it forever. He just wanted a little bit.
Classic pervert's mistake.
Happens every day.
I think as he was, like, again, hanging upside down, possibly by his own taint, you know, being waterboarded with his own blood, he was like, maybe I've made a huge mistake.
Possible.
Maybe this was I should have stuck with the chickens. I think this was a little too far.
How can you look Lucifer in the face knowing you let this guy go?
Yeah.
Little fucking runt. This guy.
Well, what I mean, the Cenobites don't even know until Act 3. Like, wait, who's gone? Oh, shit.
Dude, yeah.
The boss is going to be real pissed off.
Like an 18-year-old girl had to tell you fucked up bad.
Jesus Christ.
Frank is like playing the long con on Julia here because he's just like, just a few more and we could be together and I promise I won't look like fucking spare ribs. I promise you.
What can I do to sweeten the deal? Can you give me some cigarettes? Can you get a TV up here maybe?
She's into it almost immediately. He's got like this weird bloody hand and he's putting it in the mouth and it's like, nah.
There's no skin on that finger yet.
No.
And she's sucking on it.
I don't understand why he wants to wear this white dress shirt throughout this. Because every other scene, he's got no shirt on.
Eric, please, you of all men should know, some style counts for something.
he's going to wow her with that one.
Hey.
Do you have any heavy metal t-shirts? Those are usually black. That would cover a lot.
Oh, soap through this one too. Oh boy.
Oh, but the blood is part of the embroidery. It's a nice shirt.
That's what's weird though is when Frank, you know, has no skin on his face, but he's got this white shirt and it's kind of open in the slacks and he's smoking. He still looks kind of cool.
He looks so cool.
He's at least a six. He's better than looking than us like that without flesh.
Absolutely.
And, like, she just has to see Andrew Robinson smile. No, he says, do you want a cookie, little girl?
Oh,
that's it. She's like, Frank. Absolutely Frank. And this competition, Frank, 100%.
It's a weird, because she's like crying in the bathroom or whatever's going on, and he thinks it's going to be fun to go up to the door. He does have a cookie in his hand. It's like, do you want the cookie, little girl? Like, he does a voice. Dude, that's not getting you laid.
No.
Fellas,
what is that?
Trust me, never do it. I know it's a good movie. Just don't do it.
Just calling your wife little girl?
Nah.
And I thought Frank was fucked up. Larry's the one that's the weirdo.
Well,
he doesn't have the guts to pull it off. That's the idea.
He's a coward.
We should say there's this bizarre scene of Kirstie working at a pet store.
Oh, right.
I've only been in England for 2 or 3 days, and do you guys have, like, just chimpanzees in pet stores? Like, if you do, that's great, and that's awesome.
But, like, in the same pet store, it's like, oh, you could buy a nice little cage of lovebirds. There's, like, a monkey squeaking and screaming, like, right next to
it. Isn't this how 28 Days Later started?
Close. I mean, Kirstie, honestly, I think it's kind of fucked up that she stops the guy from eating the crickets. Because, like, honestly, you help this guy out. He's clearly homeless. All he wants is to eat some fucking crickets. Let him eat his crickets and leave.
I've seen this guy we're talking about is the homeless guy. It looks like Alan Moore.
It is Alan Moore.
It might actually be. And I've seen this movie like 5 times, and every time I watch it, I'm like, what was the deal with that guy? Like, every time you're like, what's his deal? I always forget.
As we find out at the end, he is, of course, a shapeshifter. He can actually, he's a more of a skeleton dragon.
Yep, sure.
And I assume this is one of Lucifer's, like, check-in guys.
Like, okay.
Coming in to be like, they fucked it again.
His whole mission is, like, he takes the box back to the antique dealer. So it's like that guy selling these boxes with like a string attached. Like,
yep. It's a total scam. It's a total scam to get souls and shit. Absolutely.
Yeah. And this guy's making 10 grand a piece. That's not too bad.
The thing with the crickets is great because you can tell like this girl has just no like experience with customer service or anything like that. Yes, it's this dude who looks like Alan Moore. He looks like when Forrest Gump's running coast to coast, like that kind of a guy. Piercing blue eyes, though. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. Shoving these crickets into his mouth. She has this great line. She goes, hey, give those back. And I'm like, are you sure?
Honestly, considering what movie I'm watching here, I'm surprised I didn't see the...
Well, okay.
She's having a hellish day at work already because there's a woman trying to return a dead parrot or something.
God.
Yeah, she's busy enacting a famous comedy sketch. Or trying to get a refund. Yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
Is she working with this guy so he can eat the crickets?
she's running point to like block him so he can get in there and chow down?
Also, your boss is not going to notice a handful of crickets.
It's fine. No,
it's fine.
How much does that cost? How much is a cricket here?
It is just kind of funny because, you know, in the novella, there is no daughter character. But so there's no real character here either. I want to know, like, why she's working at a pet store, what she's doing in town. Why are you, like, moving with your father, even though you're a grown adult?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like she has some idea that, like, she's going to strike out on her own. That's why she's living in this room that she's... It looks like she's even sharing it with Steve. I didn't really get a hold on that
big
thing.
Question mark. Yeah, I mean, her mom's dead, so I guess she wants to be close to the
yes.
dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, I forgot about the dead mother, too.
Yeah, that's how the stepmother
starts. That's a funny thing that the mover says, like, because he's, like, actively hitting on Julia. When Kirstie walks in, he's like, she has her mother's eyes, to which Andrew Robinson as Larry responds, her mother's dead. That guy's eating shit. No tip for you now, mover.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Brought up the dead wife accidentally.
She's bringing dude. Now it's a kind of a fun montage of murdering dudes.
Yeah. It is kind of great. If you put this to a fun song, it would be awesome.
Instead of trying on hats, it's putting a hammer through someone's fucking skull. Yeah.
Maybe the Benny Hill's music.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
No!
But also, she's getting all these like small loser dudes. You gotta hang outside the big and tall store.
Yep.
Because that's more blood. That's less work.
And Eric Stone Street type.
You
bring that upstairs. You're getting this done in a day.
Get Andre the Giant in there. I think he's still alive.
You want me to do what? Oh my God, I can't believe this lady wants to have sex with me. That's exciting.
I'm just sitting here drinking 17 bottles of wine. Would you like one bottle of wine to my 17?
What are you trying to do to me with that hammer? It's doing nothing. Please stop. It is annoying me.
You know, Gorilla Monsoon tried that one time. Didn't work out for him.
Yeah, that's what she should do. Go to a professional wrestling event that's blowing through town and just pick off some beefcakes, exactly.
I don't even think he's going to die. Yeah. I don't think you maybe drink half that guy and you're good.
Take what you want, it is fine. There's plenty to go around.
He's too famous because then the news is going to be like, the investigation into the disappearance of Andre the Giant has led us to this house where there's...
Good point. Yes. You can't be killing famous people for this blood scam.
So one rule.
Kill, like, you know...
Oh, my God, Julia, I'm 7 feet tall. This fucking rules.
His head's poking out the chimney.
I'm stuck.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, that's a depraved act. You guys taught me pornography does that now.
That's what I told you. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I heard that in your childhood room.
What were you doing there?
I'll never tell.
Reconstituting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's kind of going on, and...
There's a scene where Larry's, like, pretending to be excited about boxing,
yes.
Which is weird. I don't know, any pugilism fans in the crowd? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. If you're watching a fight and you're, like, into it, you know, are you doing the come on?
Yeah, are you boxing along?
Because that's just really weird.
It's one way to make him less attractive to his wife. Yeah. They were looking for a new one.
Just another rung down on the loser's scale. This guy.
The work has been done. We know what this man is.
The divorce should have just happened before they left town.
God, why? Just stay with Famous Ray. Just stay there. He's a widow. Come on.
This is around the time that Frank is smoking cigarettes. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
So he's there's like a noise upstairs or whatever, yeah. And he wants to go check it out. And this is how he should know that something's afoot, because he's like, oh, there's a noise in the attic. I'm going to go check it out. And she's like, oh, you shouldn't do that. No, stay down here and watch the match. And he's like, no, I'll go. I got to go check it out. And then she starts putting the moves on him,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like kissing him and stuff and shit you've never seen them do together in this movie. And if you're Larry, you got to be like, wait. She's kissing me on the stairs. She doesn't want me to go anywhere. Who the fuck is up there?
Yeah.
Frank, are you back from hell?
No, it's me, Andre the Giant. I couldn't find a way out. The doorknobs are too small and my hands too big.
The last thing I remember, I was talking to Hulk Hogan. And then
oh,
I just got a black bag.
Oh no, your husband has found out about us. I'm going to run through the wall into the night. Like the Kool-Aid Man in reverse.
Honestly. Do you think the Kool-Aid Man exited like that? That was always the entrance.
Yeah.
But when he left an establishment.
Dude, it'd be rude to do it twice. Yeah. Go through the hole you came
back
in.
Back through, yeah. And make the exact arm
yes,
shape.
That's
exactly.
The
save these people the contracting
you
fees.
Are made of glass. You're going to shatter, you idiot.
He's a thrill seeker.
Fucking damn it.
He's dude, holy
the,
shit.
He's looking for the ultimate excitement. Yeah. I'm going to come. Oh, yeah.
We have such pleasures to show you. Blue Hawaiian punch.
It's oh, dude, good. That's what it is. The Kool-Aid Man gets involved in the Cenobites, and they, like, shatter him to pieces and shit. Yeah. And then Pinhead's, like, putting him back together all weird like this movie.
That'd be great.
Oh, no.
Just seeing that, like, cartoon eye on a piece of glass.
Yeah, and that shit-eating grin he always had.
Yeah, that dude was
fuck
a
that
son
guy.
Of a bitch.
Hey, man, Captain Crunch.
Oh, don't get me started.
Is this the awkward sex scene between Frank and Julia, kind
of? Yeah, one of two, I believe. Yeah. This is Larry.
Larry, yeah, sorry, Larry.
Where, like, they're trying to go at it, and it's not really working out. And then she sees Frank, like, opens the closet door, like, and pulls out, like, his pen knife.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, like, she's yelling at Frank, like, no, stop, please stop, don't kill him. But if I'm Larry and I'm trying to make love to my wife and she's screaming, stop and no and please, I'd be like, wait, what's going on?
Yes.
This dude is fucking deaf as a doornail.
You got to check in and you got to listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. We're into double digits before he stops.
The nose are in double digits where he's finally like, wait, did you say something? What was happening?
And then he's like, I can't figure you out. I'm like, well, you just sort of raped me for 4 minutes, so...
I'm going to go back downstairs and watch boxing, which I love.
Thank God he's gone. Now we can be alone.
Would you like to dance?
Time for a tombstone pile driver.
Uh-oh. But because of this, Larry is concerned about Julia. So he takes, we got another location here, Chinese restaurant. How about that? Oh,
yeah. I would not be surprised if this was just that dude's apartment reconfigured to look like a Chinese restaurant.
And it's- imagine this. Imagine, Andrew Robinson's character is such a fucking loser. We've already seen that he has friends, adult friends, the people you might want to talk about your marriage problems. What does he do? He takes his daughter, whose mother is dead, and says, hey, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think me and your stepmom are fucking right.
And
we don't love right either. And I don't know why we didn't why we moved from fucking Brooklyn at all.
At least he's broaching this over a succulent Chinese meal.
He is doing that. He is
a
doing that.
Succulent Chinese meal.
That's right.
This episode's brought to you by Sonos. This holiday season, Sonos makes an amazing gift. Surprise someone who loves music, upgrade a home theater for movie nights, or keep it simple with a little to me from me moment. You deserve a gift too, okay? It's not about everyone else all the time. However you're celebrating, Sonos is more than just a speaker. It's a way to instantly make the home feel more alive. I have had a lot of sound bars over the course of my TV movie watching lifespan here, and this has been the best one I've ever had, and the best looking. They look as good as they sound, okay? The holidays are all about creating moments, and Sonos helps set the mood for every one of them. Movie nights do feel bigger and more cinematic, while holiday gatherings come alive with music that flows from room to room. It's the kind of sound that makes the house feel warm and connected during this season. Sonos delivers incredible sound for everything. TV, movies, even background playlists. It's built for the whole family. Play the same music in every room to create one big shared moment this holiday season, or switch it up with something different in each space. However you're listening, Sonos makes it easy to set the perfect atmosphere. I love the sound bar. I love the Move 2 speakers, the portable speakers. You can't go wrong with Sonos. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with incredible sound. Yes, studio quality sound at home. So explore Sonos speakers, sound bars, and more at Sonos.com and discover how easy it is to build your whole home audio system. That is Sonos.com. Sonos.com.
Yeah, so he's like, could you check on your stepmother? Just go in there. Right. Like, pop in uninvited, which, bad idea.
Like, go keep her company, says, try to make friends. Dude, this is not my wife. You fucking figure it out.
By the way, it's very clear from the beginning that Julia hates Kirstie's guts. Yeah. She fucking hates her. So why are you pushing this?
Because he's a terrible husband, terrible father, terrible friend, terrible brother, terrible son. He's Larry.
I'm out of hand.
That's just Larry. The next day she does go. It's like kind of the what should sort of be the last time that Frank needs to do this is the idea. This is Glasses guy who's just sadly like, I get lonely sometimes. Like, oh, Glasses
so
guy, get
sad.
Out of there.
No, oh, man. It's awful, isn't it? Yeah. Like, this is the greatest day in this dude's life until it's definitely not.
No. He doesn't even finish him. Like, he gets half done, is like, pushes him out the door.
Now, I know these guys were about to sin. Mm-hmm. Do they go to heaven or hell, or do the Cenobites get them? Where do their souls end up?
It's a good question.
I would say the Cenobites probably get them.
Really?
I think so.
Well, it's only the intention, though. It can't be like future sins. Oh, that's bullshit.
So does Frank absorb their souls?
Well, because they're
what is a soul?
That's, you know.
I don't think we have time for that.
Yeah. I have to go up the road to do some kind of lecture like that.
Oh, right. That's very intellectual.
I guess it is. I don't know.
It is.
Kirstie tries to, like, is just popping in on stepmom while all this shit's going on, and she hears the noise, and this is like, this is a pretty cool face effect. The dude who comes out like, help me.
It's awesome. Ooh. He's kind of melting. It's sort of like a cool Beetlejuice effect almost.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Beetlejuice parallels here, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Totally. Like, there's the part towards the end where they open the door to the house, but it's a hell dimension and not the, you know, front steps and whatnot.
Julia, you have to help me. The Cenobites are after me, and so is Beetlejuice. I made so many deals while I was in hell.
Hey, Julia, wow, you're looking pretty good. Cool. Oh, babe, what's going on in here? This is too weird even for the B-man.
Hey, Frank, little Zagnut.
What's going on in your attic, man? Shouldn't there be a model village up here or something?
Yeah, can I go to sleep in a foam foundation and a tiny table? What's going on up here, babe?
All that's happened up here is cum and blood and dead rats.
And of course, Andre the Giant, your hobby, the goose. I still can't leave.
Can you get me out of here?
Oh, yeah, they're looking for you downstairs. He was about to go, right?
Oh, he was very close. Yeah, he was very close to death. You never want to be too big. So,
good idea. You should have stopped growing.
That's far enough for me. Because I totally have control over that. good thing I can control my own height like some sort of weird X-Man.
Let's see how high I can go.
I'm height guy.
But so this is like the big moment where Kirsty sort of like is lured in by Uncle Frank, and he's really handsy here. The come to daddy stuff is really all over
him. Look what you did, you little jerk. A paint can? No.
And like, if someone picks up your puzzle box that is your like key to hell or whatever, and it's really important, be like, well, I don't even care about that. Don't be like, don't touch that. Definitely don't throw that out the window. No.
Well, because she's a lady, not only does she get the force lightning, she also gets these pink dots. And
yes.
Just to make sure. No, it's a woman.
It's a woman touching it. She throws the box out. Frank's all pissed off. She grabs it and then like kind of is in a fugue state, essentially.
Yeah. She's just walking. We're getting a whole lot of just B camera of her by some river holding this thing.
And these people stop to help her, and they put a Yankees hat on this guy. Like, I don't know, that's America, I guess?
No.
She does walk by two unconcerned nuns, which is also weird. Like, yes. Here's this young girl clearly in distress, I think possibly covered in a little bit of blood. No, these nuns are like, ew, gross.
No. Catherine, she smells evil. I got it on her.
There's no helping this one. Let's just go. It's very weird.
She winds up in a hospital. And the guy, it's kind of great because the doctor is just like, oh, you know, you know, she wants to call her dad. She's so worried that something's going to happen to her father. And the doctor's like, no, there'll be time for that. What's with this puzzle box? I'm like, you're a doctor.
Dude,
what are you talking about?
I've been trying to figure it out for hours. Everyone says it's so easy. It's not opening.
We combed through your pockets, and this was pretty cool. What is it?
What's this picture of? Steve? What? Already?
So she solves it, right? And the door opens here. Again, very Beetlejuice. Like,
yes.
Draw a door. And this door opens. And, man, beautiful matte painting in the background.
Yeah.
Here. Something a computer can never do. Fuck you.
This
thing is great. It's tangible. It's awesome.
And fuck you, computer.
Yeah.
As is this big fucking evil tongue that starts going after her.
Oh, my God.
It's called the engineer, you told me?
That's
right.
It
was called dick butt.
Yeah. Closer to the reality, I would say.
Yeah, it's kind of like a weird, creepy motto for like a hot dog company. Like if they were selling like spooky Halloween dogs, because it looks like a hot dog with like teeth and feet.
Like you say, engineer, I can't imagine this thing working on a machine.
No. Well,
you give me a lug nut, and it now the smaller one.
I think it's the engineer, because like in the story, he's like the boss of the Cenobites, so he's like.
Excuse me?
He's like,
you're working late tonight, Pinhead. Oh, he called Pinhead. He's like, it was a bullying thing? Like, you Pinhead?
Yeah, oh, shit.
These reports.
Stuck.
Someone else escaped hell, Pinhead.
Please stop saying that.
Calling him Pinhead like that is the boss's Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, of course.
I love the idea that he's the boss. That's just like, get out there and get some more fucking souls.
Get me some blood and cum and whatever. You're way behind on your cum quota this month.
I don't even know why I do this anymore.
You know how many perverts are up there? Come out and get them. No, I'm not taxing your overtime, Butterball. Stop asking. It's fine.
You think it's like cops? Like, so Pinhead gets like more and more gallons of cum and blood towards the end of the month
to make his
quota?
Yes, exactly.
That would make sense. Yeah.
But so she narrowly escapes this thing. Closes the door on there. The nurse is watching the Flower Channel. I don't know about that.
Welcome back to the Flower Channel.
It's just flowers blooming over and over again.
Lilies and roses next.
I'd probably tune in for a little bit, man. That's
yeah,
you know,
relaxing.
You sort of like spark up a little something nice, you know, yeah, watching the Flower Channel.
A bouquet of entertainment, the Flower Channel.
Ooh, nice, dude. Yeah.
And this is when Julia realizes the deal that she's in is pretty bad because, like, Frank is like, oh, shit, the Cenobites are going to get us. And she's like, the pardon me?
Oh, I guess I didn't tell you.
There are these unholy monsters that are going to rip your nipples off and eat them and all this stuff. But we're in love, right?
Yeah. And they're called, who told you they were called Cenobites? And what does that mean?
It's in the manual, you see. That's why you got to read all the instructions before you play the lament configuration.
But yes, oh, that's right, because Kirsty, he's freaking out, so they have to do something, so they're going to kill Larry when he comes home. But meanwhile, we finally get, like, we've seen Pinhead and the Cenobites before, but this is, like, their first big scene.
The big entrance into the hospital room, which yeah. is great, but it's kind of funny. It's like, why did she first have to talk to the manager?
Yes.
Because, they wait to show up until after the evil hot dog scurries back into the hallway.
Maybe it's like, you yeah. know, like you get a you have a reservation or something.
Yeah.
Oh, just right. checking okay. if you have
I'm
one.
I'm sorry it took us so long to get here. We're really backed up today.
But we do accept walk-in, so one moment, please.
Oh, wait, the engineer was here. Fuck. He is going to eat my ass over this.
I told you we shouldn't have stopped for lunch, Butterball. Now look what happened.
Oh, fuck.
But it is kind of great because they're like, oh, you know, you solved our puzzle box and now you're going to hell, the pleasure, the pain. And she's like, you know, Frank Cotton's missing the who?
Say what now?
The fuck?
Never heard the name.
What's this then?
It's kind of great because she's, the rest of this movie kind of plays out like an FBI drama. Because she's like, I will get him for you. And then like the Cenobites are like, all right, we'll wait in that flower truck outside the house listening. And when he admits that he left from hell, then we can go in. Not yet, Butterball, not yet.
Okay, Kirsty, you're going to go into the house wearing this gigantic sombrero. Inside it is indeed a camera.
Chatterer, this coffee is terrible.
He needs to say that he escaped hell. We can't help her yet.
Butterball, the operation just started. No, we're not getting burgers delivered to the van.
Lady Cenobite, smoke outside.
And I guess this is, like, they need the hard evidence. Why?
So
there's no, like, Freddy Krueger-esque loopholes in the whole deal?
I mean, it makes
we need some information to sell this fuck-up to the engineer and
I
Lucifer.
See, the boss.
Yeah, I mean, the bosses are clearly pissed off at them at this point. If Frank got out, again, he's an idiot. How did you let him out? I don't get it.
It's weird because, like, so she goes back because, like, she's made a deal. They're like, all right, you can, if you deliver us Frank Cotton, then we will not, you know, do all of our Cenobite stuff.
Yes, we will not also try to take you down. Yes. Yes, we'll definitely do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we're demons and, no, we're angels to some. Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Could you show me some of the people who think of you as angels? No. But you know what? They're in Canada.
Angels to. Angels to some, demons to others, mostly unknown by all.
Yes.
Co-workers to very few. I love you all, Cenobites. Let's hope this undercover sting works perfectly.
Now just make sure you don't finger your box anymore.
And father to one, I love you, Rory. You're the reason I do this.
Makes it all worth it to go back home to see Little Pin, Rory.
I hope someday I'm stealing souls just as you, Father.
Oh, one day you will. You'll steal us all, won't you, Rory?
Father, someday do you think my pins will be as large as yours? And I'll get over this cold. Father, do you think someday when we're stealing souls together as a father and son operation, I won't need this dastardly cane anymore?
You know what this is? The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Now let's get you to bed. Hey, we got back to Baby Hellraiser.
Yeah, there you go.
It happened.
Please, Ebenezer Scrooge, just a few more pence.
A few more pence for my face, please. It's cold on my face.
My boy needs shards in his face.
You there, what day is it? Aleister Crowley's birthday, sir.
Go buy me the biggest sex toy you can find. Here's a shilling.
No, the bobbed chains. The bobbed chains.
But so she, you know, she goes back. She goes back home. We don't see Larry get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's about to happen.
Right. That sucks, man. I watched these three losers get it earlier in the film, but not Larry, the worst character in the movie.
I will say they make sure because they drink him dry. This guy is finished,
dude. Nothing left. Like, you took that Capri Sun and squozed the shit out of it,
twisted it.
Yeah, he's just a smoldering skeleton now, right?
Yeah.
And he's got like weird like blood on his head. Not exactly a perfect match, you know?
No.
Right. It's like, wouldn't you at least ask your dad more nails in the house you ran into or something? Yeah. Why are you bleeding from the dome?
You know what? Maybe if I like get a dog or a cat, maybe this stuff will go away. Just a quick one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just suck that one down.
He is kind of cracking rats open like beers, though.
Yeah.
Just a little something to tide him over.
Christy's so worried about her father. She's afraid Frank's going to get him. And it's kind of this great moment where like, she goes and hugs him. And she's like, the fucking, the Cenobites are out back. They're going to get me. Like, so where's Frank? He's like, oh, I killed him. She's like, you what? I'm so fucked right now. Why'd you do that?
But yet when he comes out, I mean, this is like, he's not... He's there, but he's not fully there. Like, the hair's, like, stapled onto his head.
Yes.
And she just runs in like, oh, Daddy, I thought you were hurt. And I was like, take a look again.
It's like, what happened to Uncle Frank? He's like, well, I had to use a dirty dog, and I had to put him down. She's like, can I see him? Yeah. He's a smoldering husk. I'm like, did you use, like, an X-Men gun on him? Like, what? What did you do? What? Why does he look like that?
Mr. Data, phasers on melt.
It makes no sense, but so she's, and then the Cenobites come out, and they have this one more moment where it's like, all right, we want the man who did this. You have to get him to admit it, or else we can't do anything.
No, Kirsty, turn a little closer to Frank. I can't hear him. You need to get it into the microphone. Okay. Come now.
Oh, that's it. We're a go.
Swarm.
Let's go, guys. Put the lights through the floorboards.
Kirsty, I'm missing my little boy's birthday for this. This better be good.
It's all right, Father. I know your work is very important.
I'm going to buy you some new crutches with this next one.
Oh, flesh crutches,
yes,
for sure.
It has to be built in.
Some say a bones. Yeah,
skeleton crutches.
Then he can, like, shove it in people.
He could.
He sure can, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe when you're older, Rory.
She goes back down and she kind of finds out. She realizes that, you know, oh, you know, this is Uncle Frank, and she does this like cool face rip on him. That's kind of
this
cool.
is really nice. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like digging right in again. Fingernail stuff in this movie.
And Andrew Robinson rules because he's doing this great like dual performance, like Frank as Larry, then Larry as Frank, and blah blah blah. And like,
yeah, it's great.
I love that he's got the blade and he's gonna fucking kill her. And he's like, the cat and mouth shit is over with, which is
except for the remaining cat and mouse shit we'll be doing for the rest of this movie.
Yeah, of course.
It's just different cat and mouse shit.
Oh, wait, you moved? Oh, well, I'll kill her too, I guess.
Yeah, he stabs Julia pretty hard and isn't too upset about it.
No.
Yeah, you know, he takes a drink or two, doesn't he?
He does. He gets a little
sip in there.
Little finger sips. Yeah.
That exactly.
Finger sips.
But you're right. The rest of the movie is cat and mouse because now Kirsty is like hiding around.
We're just running around the house. It's the only time I can recall outside of like Sunday school that there's a Jesus jump scare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because she's like hiding in this guest room and like a cupboard opens and a huge Jesus statue falls out.
Ah!
It's scarier than when the corpse tips over and vomits out all the maggots.
Oh, yeah.
Seconds later.
I'm making a noise at that moment. You know what I mean?
Frank would have to hear, like, what's that, the sound of maggots spilling? My maggot bowl man is spilling?
My ears are ringing.
I was saving those for later.
Sounds like Jesus fell out of a cupboard.
But he can't find her. They wind up going into the main Hellraiser room here.
Yeah, the gross attic once again.
And again, she's like, so Uncle Frank, who's not my father, speaking to this and say that, you know, you killed him and took his form, right?
We can't move.
She keeps fucking with her shirt. It's going to come out bad.
It's all static.
This is inadmissible in court. Hell court.
Ooh, hell court, dude. Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. Also starring John Larroquette.
Yes.
Wasn't that the Night Court revival was that, right?
It's called Hell Court.
Yeah. Very close.
But so he does admit that he's Frank, and that's when the Cenobites show up. But he even says, like, you sold me out, you bitch. And I'm like, what? What movie am I watching anymore?
It's like he's going up the river for like coke or something.
Yeah, like he's dealing with Tim Allen or something.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking rat. Y'all know that, right?
He sucks.
Yeah, okay, good.
He's terrible.
Excellent.
But so this is when the chains come out.
You have the right to remain chained.
Oh, hell yeah.
Your nipples will be clamped.
He just gets ripped right apart, and it's beautiful.
Oh, it's awesome. Great. You know, and here, man, fuck censors, right? Because you know there's way more of that exploding corpse effect than you actually get to see in the movie.
Well, you wouldn't want to be a video nasty, would you?
Oh, Eric. Oh, dear.
Well, this was theatrically released here, which is interesting.
Which is great. Good for you guys.
Hell yeah. Hellraiser, yeah.
Hellraiser, yeah.
So he goes to hell.
He says explodes. Jesus wept, yeah. Very famously.
Which is great. This is a great, like, I think, thing for Andrew Robinson, too, right? Because that was, like, his idea. The line was just, fuck you. Which is fine, I guess. But Jesus wept in, like, a Jack Nicholson impression. Beautiful.
It's not bad at all. And then most of these... It doesn't make any sense. Most of them, they have a puzzle configuration that will send them back to hell. With Butterball, you just have to cave in part of your house, I guess. He gets buried in this house, and that's it. He's just staying
it's
over.
It's like the Wicked Witch of the West or whatever. That's
oh,
the rule for
him. Oh, his shoes
should roll up. His big, huge leather boots. 13-inch platform boots.
I want to see those off, man. I want him on Wiki Feet. I want to check this
no,
guy out.
No, you don't want to be looking at Cenobite feet now.
No, I'm not coming home tonight. No, look. The Foot Fetish Factory, it goes every day, 24/7, and they've got me on the Hellraiser movies. Do you know how many of them there are?
It's in the motto of the company. When there's a barefoot, we will be there. How many times do I have to tell you this is my work?
Yeah, honey, the new boss is a real engineer around here, okay? Yeah, no, I won't be coming on.
Superman's in this one. Yeah, no, Man of Steel. Yeah, that guy's in this one. No, it's about computers or something. I don't know. I don't know, but just tell Angela I'm not going to be able to be there and help her with her math. I can't be doing that.
Sick Hellraiser Hellworld reference.
Nice. Thank you.
I believe
very
it's
much.
The seventh sequel in this terrible franchise.
I think we're up to, with the remake, we're up to 9 or 10.
Yeah, we're talking.
Sounds right.
Great. We can feel free to stop anytime.
Any day.
Anytime you're ready to stop.
Oh, we got to get to 666.
Because the Cenobites, obviously, they've turned on Kirstie. They're like, yeah, we said we were only going to, you know, do that, but now we want to get you, your all the pleasure and all that stuff. So such delicious sights to show you.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And then I heard those are great. Those are great.
She takes the cube and goes, and closes it.
No! Yes. She just buzzes them like they're Ghostbuster traps.
It's like one part of the trap for each guy. And the first one you solve is Pinhead, Mr. Lord Cenobite.
Yeah, he should be last, right?
I think it's obvious symbolism of her sexual liberation. She destroys all these monsters by playing with her box.
Many such cases.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's clearly here.
Good God.
We're going to work on a thesis. We're going to the university here for this.
You'll hear more soon.
I'm still trying to get this one last one, but the configuration work. No, it's actually me, Christy, Andre the Giant. I've been stuck in here for weeks.
All the Cenobites are gone, and it's just me left. Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm quite large, I'm not a bad guy.
Here, Christy, have some wine.
No, they all tried to finish me. No go. They couldn't do it.
And somewhere, someone was like, you know what the end of this movie needs? Steve. No. Nope. He does nothing.
He runs in just as the house is collapsing, and there's not a single, what the fuck's going on?
One thing he does, which is kind of amazing, is she's trying to figure out, the engineer is, like, really giving her a hard time.
Yes.
And, like, she finally gets the fucking box, and Steve takes it like he knows what the fuck it is.
She likes to like, slap his hands away like it's fucking directions. Like, I got it. Stop it.
Idiot.
Shut up.
It's also, it's kind of funny. I guess this is a little low budget. When she's fighting with the engineer, it's like, are you just holding on to the engineer, Kirstie? Like, could you just let go of the engineer?
Hold his hand.
So they shoo it away, and so that guy's also finished. And then they take it to this parking lot that's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a parking lot with like 9 different fires happening at once. Yeah.
There's a lot of those in London, right? That's what I understand.
Yeah, as I've been told.
And she just tosses it into one of the fires. And then here comes the most important character in the movie. The homeless guy comes back out and just reaches in. And this dude face planting into the fire is great. It's a stuntman actually doing it, which is awesome.
He turns into a guy in this big suit that's on fire for
it's
a second.
Great.
Looks like he went 2 rounds with Dalsim.
Very good. Mm-hmm. You know your history.
Very good.
2 centibites with the same box. And then it turns into a winged creature. It's just the skeleton of a winged creature.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Takes
cool.
the box, flies away. Thanks for playing. And just goes off.
I got to go to see the golden child now or whatever he says.
Charles Dance is waiting for me. And then you see it fly away, and it's actually a cool aerial shot of Kirstie and Steve standing, looking, watching this thing fly away. And just like the intro to the film, we come back out through the circle of the lament configuration. We're back at the cafe, and this dude keeps running this scam.
Yeah.
It's like another guy like in full silhouette, and it's like, oh, more sights to show you, too. End of movie.
Pretty cool ending.
And that's Hellraiser.
I like it, yeah.
That is Hellraiser.
That's the movie. Very good movie.
Now, we're going to get out of here so we can all go home and take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
But as we close every We Hate Movies live show, we like to check in with the best source for intelligent, well-thought-out, and definitely not crazy film writing on the internet. You guessed it, the IMDb user review section. Now, for this one, you know, it's like there's no funny 10 out of 10 review because they're all just like, oh, it's a great movie. So these are a bunch of 1 out of 10s that are quite spectacular. 1 out of 10 stars, thoroughly horrible, written by Vas Nessis, March the 29th, 2020. So this is like a week after lockdown starts. So this is
you can't hold it against
you
this
can't,
guy.
No, yeah. It's completely understandable. What the heck? This movie is terrible. Just a mixture of what, huh, and goopy gore. End of review.
That lights camera, Jackson.
It might be. That fucking wiener.
That one was me.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, bummer, man. What are the odds, man? The internet, small place. 1 out of 10 stars. This is great. This franchise should be banned forever.
Written by out.
Borislav 56812, June the 17th, 2016. Mm-hmm. I watched this film when I was a child. It scared me a lot, and now I know why.
And now this is how you come, right?
I finally found the movie that rewired my brain sexually. No, they say, what does Borislav say here? This movie is disgusting, and most of all, it makes you feel like you're in hell for real. I consider
that's
that
kind of
pretty
the point,
fucking
right?
successful.
Yeah,
then.
It's called atmosphere, sweetheart.
Ace Ventura 2's not doing that.
No.
Well, maybe it does, actually. I don't know. Let's see. I watched it one time, and I'm not going to watch it again. But so, all right. You're a liar because you said you watched it when you were a kid, but now you watch it for this review, so it's twice, you piece of shit. This movie has no... Oh, no, wait, I skipped a funny part. Wait, oh, yeah, here we go. After watching one of these movies, it makes you dream nightmares or urges you to do crimes or wrong things.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. That sounds like a you problem. I don't think Hellraiser's got anything to do with this
I'm
one.
I'm going to do a wrong thing tonight.
let's see. This movie has no meaningful message, no meaningful plot, only disgusting images of disgusting murders with no sense.
Hellraiser.
It's really
good. Take care of each other.
I am sure these movies contributed to the rise of murders and crimes in every country where it was
what
released.
What the fuck? Is this Tipper Gore? What happened?
There should be a parental advisory sticker on this movie, y'all. Well,
I'm sure there was.
There is. It's called
it's the
rated
title.
R.
Yes. R rating.
Bottom line, horrible movie. This and all of the franchise. 1 out of 10. That's because I can't give it 0 out of 10.
Mm.
Nice.
Oh, man.
And one final one here for y'all tonight. 1 out of 10 stars. Subject line has not aged well.
Mm. Oh.
Written by Dead Soon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, excuse me, Dead Soon X.
Okay.
January the 29th, 2021. This movie is slow, boring, incredibly grainy, and looks so dated. It looks like this movie has been smoking crack for 30 years. We've been We Ate Movies from New York City.
Thank
Thanks
you
so
much
for coming out, Oxford. We'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.